tell you what, and that's really what it's about, asking God to give us courage, make us courageous people. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, let's be real. Some things don't require a whole lot of courage, and it's easy to be brave. Some things, it seems like it wouldn't take a whole lot of courage, but it really does. Well, Daniel chapter 1, we read verse 1, we read verse 2, and the whole deal was, after many years of rebellion, hard-headedness on the part of the Israelites, God delivered them into the hands of the Babylonian king and his army. And a lot of the people there with some of the artifacts from Israel were carried off to Babylonia. And get this, when it comes to the articles that were taken from the temple of God, it says these he carried off to the temple of his God. He took the articles that were in the temple of God and transported them to the temple of his God in Babylonia and put in the treasure house of his God. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. Now, please keep in mind where these young men came from. These were some of the Israelites who were from the royal family and the nobility. Young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand. So look what kind of people he was looking for. You know, we think about how Daniel and his three friends turned out, and it turned out that they were very, very wise, had great understanding of all that they were taught. And of course, we will hear more about this, read more about this in just a few. But notice, this is who they were from the very beginning. The king of Babylon had his chief of the court officials to look specifically for Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, people, and specifically young men, who didn't have any physical defects. They were handsome. They showed aptitude for every kind of learning, and they were already to have been well informed. They had to show that they were quick to understand and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table, so they were to be eaten good. Yeah, this wasn't about eating scraps. Their food was what the king ate is what they were to eat. And of course, some of you know why I'm saying that's what they were to eat. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service, a three-year training program, which included academic training. Among these were some from Judah. Now, these weren't all of the people they found. Among these were some from Judah. And they named four of them: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. Now here, we have an issue. You would think that if the food was the same as that which the king was eating, this had to be the best. But perceptions can be relative, can't they? Thinking about the fact that this was the king's food, king of Babylon. A diet a bit different from the diet of the Israelites, based on particular foods that God had told the Israelites not to eat. So even though it was the menu in Babylon, it was somewhat forbidden for Daniel. And so Daniel determined, he resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. Now remember, we're not talking about someone who was in his 40s, 50s, or 60s. There are men who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who would not have even thought about saying, I am still a genuine, true, faithful child of God. And so despite the fact that I'm in a different land, a foreign land, I am not going to eat food that God has told us not to eat. There are men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who wouldn't even have that thought cross their minds. The king said this is what we're to eat, and as far as they would be concerned, that's what they were going to eat. These were young men. I don't know the exact age, but they were young men. We know that because verse 4 tells us they were young men. Young. And at a young age, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now he knew, remember now, the king had determined what they would eat. Remember in verse 5, we're told the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. The king had determined what everyone was to eat. But Daniel said, I don't want to defile myself. He was concerned about the purity of his life before his God, even in a foreign land. Now, God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you. Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel. Now notice now, Daniel spoke with the chief official and asked him to change the diet. Essentially, the chief official said, no, I'm sorry, Daniel. You know I care about you, but I can't do that. I can't risk my life. So then Daniel spoke to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, and Hananiah, and Mishael, and Azariah. And he came up with this proposal. Please test your servants for 10 days. Now remember, they were going to be in training for 3 years. Test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. Now, that was a wise decision. It really was. That was such a wise compromise. Because that's what it was. It was a compromise. But what kind of compromise was it?